It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. And welcome. It's Speak Out 2.0, live from the Tim Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. We're here for the next hour. And you're listening to us on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. We're going to get to McKinsey, our PIO for the city, here in just a moment. But I do want to tell you about the Letterman. Yeah, they kick off tomorrow night at the Riverside. They're going to be here tomorrow, right now, about this time. Yeah, in studio. But they start tomorrow night at the Riverside. You can get tickets by calling the Riverside. And then Thursday night is the community baby shower. And that's put on by Grace Heck, and I think it's the mom's group that she has. It's going to be at the Optimus Center at 5 o'clock. Call Grace, 928-444-2896, if you want to go to that. There's a Veterans Resource Fair on Friday at the Chamber from 10 to 2, and you'll call Pat Farrell. If you want to get involved or you have questions, 928-716-3003. All right, let's change music and go to a little 70s. And welcome, McKinsey Covet, the public information officer for the city of Bullhead City. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Good. Good to see you. This is your second time solo?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. First time you were in here with Toby was your first day.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're like, whoa. Talk about throwing somebody under the bus. I mean, the first day and he drug you in here to do the show.
Yeah, first day on the radio show, and then like a couple days later was Memorial Day and a storm hit. And
that's right, yeah. That was last year, huh?
A good trial by fire for any new PIO.
Yeah, nothing like taking it easy on the guy.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, our city's probably the busiest that it's been in a long time. I mean, the city itself, the city of Bullhead City, City Hall. I mean, we got so much going on with the 95. It's totally paved, not totally done, but it's totally paved. And then just all the little things going on around our town. Dave Heath was in here a couple of weeks ago with Claire, and they started these Fundable Fridays.
Fun-believable Fridays.
Fun-believable Fridays.
Yeah.
And he's excited about that. And then, of course, at the same time, his pool shut down because they're redoing the deck. And then the Mountain View School. Did you go to Mountain View?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Oh. The old Mountain View School, the Optimum Center, is getting a whole new floor. And then I guess some other rooms are being remodeled, too?
Yeah, the multipurpose room is getting remodeled. All the work that's happening right now is part of what we're calling Phase 1. And
okay.
This is going to be like a multi-phase project. And we're going to do, we've got a guy who's going to help us do some surveys and some community outreach and get some real strong community feedback on, you know, what the future is. But, I mean, we've got big ideas for that facility. They involve, you know, kind of tearing down a bit of that mountain that's right there behind
right.
it that makes the parking lot so small. Like, you know, dig that out so that we can expand that parking lot for, like, 400 more cars,
that's
you know.
That's a huge project right there, taking down part of that mountain.
Yeah, it's a big project, but it's, you know, it's just a small step towards what really kind of needs to happen. You know, we learned the hard way when we first acquired the building and we had a big Halloween event, and it was a great event as far as, you know, people loved it and it was crowded. And then we realized you have all these people who were parking, they couldn't fit in the parking lot, so they're parking down the streets, up the sides of the streets.
Oh.
They're walking up that narrow road. you know, right next to traffic, and it was a concern. So we haven't held an event like that at that facility because we're worried about it. And so, you know, widening that road, widening that parking lot, I mean, that's just like, that's part of step one. It's not part of phase one, but that's like a big,
right.
You know, first step towards, if you want to have a nice event like that again, let's do it right. So that's like phase one. And
Toby would sit back and think, I can move mountains.
Not only was
I'm a city manager, I can move mountains.
Not only does Toby think he can move mountains, but he has I'll quote him as having said once, moving dirt is cheap. And so I stick that to him sometimes, because to me it's like, that's a big project, but you know,
yeah.
It's, you know, in the grander scheme of things, it's not the biggest. I mean, you know, building a new gymnasium or a new, you know, a potential new indoor facility for pickleball or something, right? Depending on what we hear from the community, what the biggest demand is, where that's going to go.
And we added more pickleball courts, didn't we?
We recently opened a new tennis court and four more pickleball courts just a couple of months ago at Rotary. So now there are, let's see, I can't count.
I've got a friend, Sherry Sixbury, who graduated from Mojave. I just retired from Mojave County, and her other half, her boyfriend, that they've been playing pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
She's dropped a boatload of weight, and she says it's the best thing we ever did.
Yeah,
you know, she goes, come play. I got a fake knee and a sore shoulder. I'm going to physical therapy. I'm not going to go play pickleball. I can walk, and that's about it. But the people that play pickleball love it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was literally playing on a Rotary Park court last night. Like, it was a great, and, you know, it was great weather, and so it was a lot of fun, especially, you know, this time of year to get out there and play on the Rotary Park courts. And it's great that we have those facilities. Right now, you can't play indoors in the gym because we're remodeling the floor, and that should be reopened April 30th. Along with the pool that you mentioned, that should be reopened. The plan is April 30th.
Right.
So those are big, you know, big remodel projects, and we have a bunch of those big projects. And like you said, the city is super busy. You know, if you can get a hold of our building department to talk about, you know, what's going on development, you know, there's a lot we can't talk about, but the stuff that we can talk about is more than enough.
Right.
It's just, it's a really good time to be in Bullhead City.
I asked Angie to come in here.
Yeah.
She said, I don't have the time to come in there for an hour.
Yeah.
She said, maybe next year. And I went, next year? Yeah.
So, no, we'll just be busier next year.
I know. I want to quote Tom Brady that, you know, Tom Brady had said that when they needed to replace that position, that, you know, he didn't think, and he's told her this, so I'm not speaking out of turn, he didn't think that Angie, because she wasn't an engineer, mm-hmm. could handle the position. And he told Toby, he goes, I'm in favor of hiring an engineer. And Toby said, I'm going to promote Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby did. And Tom has ate his words.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Angie, you know, grabs it by the guts and goes. And she's got a lot going on, too, under her reign.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing I will say, if anyone's got doubts about the city staff, you just haven't met them, right? If you meet Bill, you meet Angie, you meet Mark, right. And they start getting into the details, and you see them work the way that I get the privilege of seeing them work. They are hard, they are on it, they are sharp, and we're in great hands with our city staff.
Well, and if you go to a city council meeting or watch it, because it's online, you can watch it live or you can watch it the next day, when they speak, they're all articulate and they're all intelligent about the matter to which they're speaking of, as if, you know, I could talk about radio or you could talk about being a PIO.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's some, you know, when you know what you're doing, and you can do all those things, life is great.
Yeah.
And they do a great job.
Yeah.
Even Jeff Tipton, but I wouldn't tell him that. just kidding. He's been in here many times. He hasn't been in the new studio yet, though.
No, okay.
I'll have to schedule him in next month.
Yeah, Jeff is going to be our announcer for one of our two guest special top talent announcers for our Tournament of Champions championship games this Saturday.
That's this weekend.
Tournament of Champions. Big tournament.
I was at lunch at Riverdog Grill an hour ago, And somebody from the city called to tell them that that was going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's Casey.
Oh, yeah?
Casey's Toby's executive assistant. She did it last weekend, too, right? And it's like, you know, we have concerns. We have businesses that get overwhelmed. There's a specific business just this weekend that, you know, it was out on social media. They ran out of certain ingredients.
Yeah.
And you know, and so, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's unfortunate, you know, because you could have had even more sales than you did.
Yeah, and, you know, communication with the businesses that there's going to be those tournaments is big, because they do need to know. And it just so happened that I was there, and Karen answered the phone, the owner of River Dogs, and she was telling her gal when I was paying and leaving, she goes, "That was the city, we got a big tournament this weekend." And I go, "They're calling you on Tuesday and letting you know? They've known about that tournament for a while."
Yeah.
And, but anyhow.
Yeah.
She was happy she got the call.
Yeah, it's a unique challenge to try and get that message out to people and you know, In the public information, I'm sure you're aware of the mantra that, you know, the right people, the right place, the right time,
oh, yeah.
right message, right time. And so it's like, when is the right time? Yeah, we can put the message out, you know, months in advance, but sometimes, you know, if you're the business owner, you're making your orders a couple days in advance.
Right.
It depends, you know. So you try to hit it multiple ways and multiple times. And we're aware that, you know, it doesn't always work, you know, that restaurant that ran out of ingredients, you know, we're sorry, we wish we had gotten the message to you sooner and that you
right.
could have been, you know, better prepared, but we're super glad that you were that busy. We're super, you know, it's great for the city. I think Toby says, you know, a big tournament like that brings like an economic impact of like $3 million.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money coming into our community, and that helps keep our small businesses afloat. And
Toby doesn't dream up that number. He goes by the businesses and the tax revenue that comes in for that weekend to be able to track and say, that's what that weekend did.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you can approach the math, right? So you can do it on the tail end when you're looking at your tax revenue, and that's the more matter-of-fact kind
right.
of way of doing it. But when you're doing a prediction, another way to look at it is, you know, how many people per team, right? And, you know, and if it's a kids tournament, you know that,
right.
you know, you've got 10 players on the team plus their coaches, and, you know, every one of those kids, they usually bring, you know, at least two and a half, three family members.
Right.
So that's how many bodies you have. That's how many, you know, it gives you an idea of how many hotel rooms are going to be filled, how many short-term rentals are going to be filled, how many people are going to be staying at the local restaurants, you know, filling up the Walmart parking lot and doing their grocery shopping and buying
yep.
buying their
snacks for the game and everything else. And,
yeah. Yep.
No, it all adds up. And I think that our city as a whole, from Toby all the way down to Claire and the guy who mows the lawns at the fields, has done a great job with sports tourism. I mean, it's when they fill up these fields on the weekends and you realize all these people drove to come here, that's big.
Yeah, and the city takes that very seriously. And, you know, just conversations we were talking about the other day, and, you know, it starts with the city council and their directive, you know, and it's a couple years ago that they made it very clear that they really want to lean into this, you know, sports tourism, tournication kind of economic model for the city. And, you know, and that was Jeff Tipton at the time over Parks and Rec, and we did interviews, and he went around and he kind of did a public education campaign to let people know about it and how we're doing it. And, you know, that's when I started learning about some of the things that we'd been doing for years, and I didn't even know, you know, but, like, people come to our tournaments, they come to our fields, and they always have, like, some of the same compliments, you know, for our low staff that you're talking about, like the guys who's mowing the lawn.
Right.
And, you know, it starts there, right? If people come to our fields and they see that our bathrooms are clean, the trash has been taken out, the mirrors have been cleaned,
yeah.
you know, that's more than they get in a lot of other places.
Exactly.
So it makes us look really good, and they want to come back, and they do come back, and they've been coming back for years after year after year, and they keep bringing back that same economic impact that's happening for our community. It's become a cornerstone almost.
I agree. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you some more. Stick around. I'll tell you also some more things going on in the community coming up this weekend. Welcome back. This Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Carlo Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. I was in there this morning. They had the open house for their heart center. I hope you got there. I got a free blood test, got my blood pressure taken, and chatted with some people. Taylor was there, the assistant chief of the fire department. We chatted a little bit, learned a lot about pacemakers. If I ever get one, I know all about them now. So if you missed that, call 928-763-2273 and just ask, hey, can I still get a tour of the heart center? Maybe you can, because that's what they have at Warm Seat, a nice heart center. Oh, man, first class. Think about that 24-7 if you ever need a heart center or you have a serious illness or injury. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, bring your stress to Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Relax and rejuvenation awaits you. Start with the steam and sauna room and then, you know, a nice relaxing massage, a facial, a body treatment, a pedicure, nails trimmed or shined. Yeah, gift cards are available. Plus, there's a couple suite too. Yeah, both get a massage at the same time. The spa at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment now at LaughlinRanch.com. East West Financial Services. Is retirement in your view in 2024? You thinking maybe the next 7-8 months you're done? Well, if so, sit down with Jack Mafara. Pick his brain. Say, well, you know, how can I make some more money in retirement? He has all those answers. Specializes in retirement and estate planning and principal protection. Call him. To offices in Kingman and Bullhead City, 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're on the clock. Yeah, that's the best part. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, we're back with Kindy McCovitt. McCovitt? How about Mackenzie Covitt? I got it right. You were talking about the fields and the people that own Legacy live in Kingman. And Kristen Ott and her husband, oh, this is probably 10 months ago, maybe a year ago now, they were down from Kingman to play in a soccer tournament. And my wife and I were having lunch at Laughlin Ranch. And they walked by, and I go, you guys, what are you doing here? And they go, oh, and their kids were dressed. And so then once I saw the kids in uniform, I knew why they were here. And she goes, we love coming down to your fields. They're level, they're grassy, and they're nice. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, thanks. I'll tell people, you know. And so Jeff Hank was still involved then, and so I told Jeff, and I told Toby and Ed, or Dave. And, you know, that's what people in Kingman think.
Mm-hmm.
They like our fields, too.
Yeah, very well. Everyone should love our fields. We got the best fields. We got a great team. They work really hard. They have a whole process, and you know, I think sometimes during the winter we go through the reseeding process, and people panic for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's a whole. I mean, it's like we've got a whole system. We have two different breeds of grass that have to grow on that field so that we can be green in the summer and it can be
right.
Green in the winter. And you have to push the Bermuda summer grass into an early dormancy, and then you got to seed it with the winter grass. And so there's a short period of time there where it's not looking so good and people start to panic, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, you know, it's green and beautiful again.
Look what you've learned as the PIO.
Yeah, I didn't know this before a year ago. I didn't know any of this. You know,
yeah.
they're learning me good here at the city.
They're learning you good.
Yeah.
Your mom would slap you if she heard you say that. You're learning me good. Let's talk about these Funnable Fridays?
Fun-believable Fridays.
Unbelievable Fridays.
Yeah, unbelievable. Fun-believable. Yeah, so I don't know. Let's just start with the basic premise of the Fun-believable Fridays. Just,
first part, they're free.
Yeah, they are free.
They're all free.
It's youth events. They're free. Thanks to the sponsorship of Mojave Electric Cooperative, Dot Foods, Farmers Insurance, for the entire year, every Friday for this calendar year, there's going to be a youth event. And some of them may happen twice. They might have two sessions. It kind of depends on demand and whether or not we can make it happen.
Claire has the time.
Yeah. So every Friday, I think, if not at the recreation office, which is right next to the senior campus, it'll be like at Kenthorpe Park right behind it. don't believe they're planning on doing any outside of that general area.
Right.
But it's every Friday. You can visit bullheadcity.com/recdesk, and you can see kind of a schedule of what's going to come in the next couple of months. And you kind of have to check it regularly, because once they open, they fill really fast.
Right.
We have about
these are RSVP basically, because they have to have an idea how many kids are going to show up.
Yeah, it's limited by supplies, right?
Because it's
free. And it's funded through the sponsorship dollars, and you only have enough money for so many participants, you know, because it's like, you know, arts and crafts, or, you know, painting, or, paper rockets was last, one of them a couple weeks ago. But they all, you know, they all have a financial component to it that costs money to put it on. So I've got, you know, the next couple of weeks right here. I can tell you, you know, March 8th, so that's not this coming Friday, but the Friday after,
right,
is Basketball Skills. So you can go to recdesk.com, and if it's not full already, I think a lot of these are going to be full already, or they don't open yet, because they open it maybe a couple of weeks ahead. But you have to be fast.
Right.
And there's about 20 spots, but if there's a big demand, you've got a waiting list, you can hop on that waiting list, and if they can open up another session, you'll be the first to let know.
And it's all done on the website.
It's all...
recdesk.com.
Yes. Bullheadcity.com/recdesk. That's where you can see the list. That's where you can register. And that...
Parents, if you're looking for stuff for your little... Because what's your target audience for these?
So the primary, we're elementary school kids.
Okay.
You know, local elementary kids, the parents that have seemed to be coming back again and again and again tend to be our homeschoolers.
Okay.
Because it kind of fits for their,
activities, and
it kind of counts as curriculum, because there's always a little bit of a learning component to it and stuff like that too. So,
did Claire used to be a teacher?
I don't think so.
Wow.
But it's, I can tell you, our homeschooling parents love it, because they're coming back every single week. It wasn't exactly the intent to be designed specifically for homeschool kids. It was just for younger kids. That's one of the things that we've listened to the feedback that we're getting from the community. It's one of the things that people like to say is, you know, we need more of these kind of events for the younger kids. We've got a lot for, you know, sports and things for older kids. And a lot of things for adults, but that was a need that was felt, and we were doing it sporadically with our what we called pop-up events at the time.
Right.
When a pop-up event was of this specific nature at the rec office, it always filled, and it wasn't too hard on our staff to make them happen, so. That was kind of Claire's aha moment, you know, over winter, when we're kind of taking a moment to reflect on the previous year and plan new events for the coming year. Was like, we could do this every Friday, and we could make it happen. And so that's what she did.
Wow.
And so we've got Basketball Skills, we've got Leprechaun Scavenger Hunt the week after. The weekend after that is going to be Splish Splash Mermaid Dash, which is... mermaid-themed arts and crafts. And then it's Easter time, so then there's going to be an egg decorating, right? Real simple to do. You know, you buy the eggs, you get the stuff, you come in, decorate some eggs, have a great time. Pizza making. So this is one of the nice things about the fact that our rec office has a kitchen in it, right? We can do some cooking events. And so...
you got to talk to Grace, because Grace goes over to the senior center and does some cooking events.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might be able to come up with a couple things for kids, too.
Certainly.
That's her little hobby.
Yeah. Last year's summer camp, she did the smoothie making summer camp.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah. And
see?
So she's done that for us in the past, which was, interestingly enough, smoothie making was last Friday's Fun Believable Friday event. And so we got some great pictures of that one on Facebook. And then, so after pizza making, just fly a kite. Just come to Kemp Forward Park and fly a kite. Then spring into the splash pad, so it's right there, right at Kemp Forward Park, so just hanging out on the splash pad, and we'll have rec staff out there to kind of help supervise.
I like it.
And then and calling all superheroes. Put on your capes, put on your masks, and get ready for some action-packed, super-powered fun. Register on recdesk.com. For more information, follow us on Facebook. So, and that's just, that's now through April.
Okay.
All right, so one every Friday.
Check it out. Go on the web and make sure you're up to date. Talk to your kiddos and drag them out there. Have fun at City Hall for free.
For free.
With other kids. I like it. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back, and we're going to chat some more and keep you entertained of what's going on in Bullhead City. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from McKinfrella Real Estate Tower. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, they need your help. They want you to have a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. So what's happened is the Arizona Electrical Power Cooperative has designed a project-specific website that has all the latest information. Remember, this project is still under development, and it's still going through the stages. I mean, it's not a done deal. So when you get on there and you go, well, how come it doesn't have this detail? Because they don't have it yet. They're going to keep it updated as quickly as they possibly can. So MojaveEnergyPark.com is where you get all your questions answered. And if you really have a bugging question that didn't get answered in there, call 928-763-1100. Mojave Mortgage, hey, is it time for you to buy a new home in 2024? Maybe you just want something bigger or nicer or newer or, you know, different market, different area? Well, maybe pick up the phone and call Chad Hansen. He's the guy with all the money. 928-288-2691. When you need a mortgage on a new property or house or lot or pool, yeah, just call him up. He says, come on down. Sit down. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Well, I need $250,000. My wife and I are going to buy this house. Okay, well, fill out a couple sheets of paper. Boom, you're done. You're out of there. Oh, wait, before you go, he disappears. Goes and gets your $250,000 out of the vault, puts it on a silver platter and hands it to you. Yeah. Well, almost. But you can call him up and meet with him, because he'll be the last person you call. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classics menu. Chicken strips melt, classic cheeseburger, Parmesan, or prime rib Parmesan, dinner plates like steak and peppers, skillet, country fried steak, prime rib, you know, a dozen sides to choose from. Don't pick every one, you only get a couple. But you can pick every one, you gotta pay for them. and then, just before you go, you get that French chocolate soaked pie like McKinsey likes. Are you a pie guy?
Oh, I love pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your kiddo love pie?
Who doesn't love pie?
I know, that's what I thought too. And I had somebody here last week that said, I don't eat pie.
Oh.
What?
Especially chocolate silk.
What planet are you from? So some of the other things that are going on within City Hall include what? You've got 9 pages in front of you.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, okay, just so people can, because people can't see, right? I've got this giant book, program guide for the upcoming Tournament of Champions.
What is it, 70 pages?
I don't have a page count, but it's a lot. Like, I mean, it's like half an inch thick. And, you know, Jackie Jensen, our sponsorship coordinator, goes through the effort of putting this together, and it's got in it, and you can download this yourself too, bullheadcitytoc.com.
TOC?
TOC for Tournament of Champions, BulletCityTOC.com. There's a link right at the top left-hand corner for this guide. And it has things like, it's for the people who are interested in the tournament, right?
Right.
So it has the team name and the roster for every single team that is coming to the tournament.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's a big bulk of it, right? Because we got like 55 teams, so there's at least 55 pages. There, and then it's got some general information about like maps of the facilities, you know, where you can park, where the entrance is, where you pay, sponsor information. The whole thing is presented by Optimum, and then we've got a bunch of other partners, sponsors for this event that help us put it on. I say us, it's technically the high school's tournament, you know, Mojave High School. The city is heavily involved in this particular tournament. So I've got this other list.
Is that the tournament that was once named after
Dave Copps? Dave Cops Tournament Champions. So there's a page in here.
Thank you. I couldn't remember his last name. I knew it was Dave, but I couldn't remember his last name.
Yeah, but somewhere in here there is a page, like an immemorial recognition, and it's like, you know, such a thick document, so it's like really hard to try and find it.
I can remember,
you know,
when Donna McReynolds was heavily involved in that. And the fire department had money in the budget for a PA system. Mm-hmm. And the PA system was $1,200, and I only had $900 in the budget. She called me and she said, didn't you buy a PA system this year? And I go, no, we're $300 short. I'm going to have to hold it till next year. And she goes, I'll give you the $300 if we can use it. So I went to the fire chief and I said, hey, they want to give us the $300, maybe they can borrow it. And he said, we'll make it a community system. Anybody can use it. And now that system's in my garage because now it belongs to Kiwanis. So if they need an extra system this weekend, let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me know. Yeah, no, so there's a page in here, in loving memory to the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Copps, 1949 to 2008. He was an athletic director for the high school district,
right.
and he built this tournament. And so just this is not just any tournament that happens to have 55 teams. This is like the premier high school softball tournament in the country. Pacifica is one of the teams that is coming in to this year's tournament. And they are already coming into the season ranked number one in the country on max preps.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, we usually tell people, you know, we've got many teams in the top, you know, top 50, top 100 coming, and whoever ends up winning the tournament has a very good chance of going into the rest of the season as ranked one on max preps. This year, the number one team's already.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, coming in.
So they use the two high school fields. And then they use the two fields at Ken Folvard. And then how many at Rotary?
So they use the fourplex, and they use the triplex minus the one field that is definitely a baseball field.
Okay.
So that's four, five, six. So six at Rotary, two at Ken Folvard, two at Mojave High School. It starts Thursday morning, and it doesn't end until, you know, Saturday night.
Okay.
And if the championship game goes into, like, extra innings and stuff, which has happened before, one year it did not end until midnight, right? It was midnight when that final game finally ended. It's a long tournament, and a lot of people are, you know, we get a lot of eyeballs on our city for this. People, you know, college scouts from across the country are tuning into our live stream.
Kids will play how many games then? I mean, the number one team would have played how many games, you think?
Oh, wow. So this is tricky, because we have teams coming in from California, teams coming in from Texas, from Arizona, Nevada, Utah. They're coming in kind of from all over.
Okay.
And different states have different rules. And I don't know what the rules are, but we have to, it's the high school district. You have to be really careful about especially designing the bracket, because some states do not allow them to play more than a certain number of games.
Per day?
Per tournament, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so they have a cap. And so they have to design it so that team still has a chance of making it to the end and they don't have to forfeit.
Right.
Because they ran out of games.
And they maxed out, yeah.
But then every team wants to hit the maximum number of games, so then you have consolation brackets, and then you have, like, sub-consolation brackets.
Oh, my God.
The whole bracket, by the way, you can find at the same website, bullheadcitytoc.com. The bracket is posted there, and it's a Google sheet. So as the tournament goes, it'll get live updated, and you'll be able to see who won the games, where they're happening, you know, who's playing on what field the whole time. It's all there, and you can kind of see this bracket is not like any bracket you've probably ever seen. It's a very unique.
And that's because of the three state.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the bounce. I mean, it's 55 teams, so there's that. But
sure.
then you have 55 teams. Every team wants to have multiple games. No one wants to play. No one wants to drive, you know, from Texas to Bullhead City. Get double eliminated and then not, you know, so if you're coming that far, you want to play, you know, if it's eight games, you want to play your eight games.
Right.
So it's designed to accommodate all of those things.
Wow.
And it is a challenge.
I can see where it's a challenge. I'm glad I'm not in charge of that.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of that at the high school?
It would be the athletic director.
I don't know his name.
Is it Burgess? I think it's Burgess right now. Is the athletic director.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. Okay. So that's big. And then again, that's where you get into communicating with the restaurants in town and I guess even like CVS and Walgreens, because some of those people show up and need medicine or something, and just let them know 55 teams. What do you guesstimate the amount of people?
Oh man. So if it's a softball team there, you got 9 players per team, and then each player's bringing 2 or 3 people per. And then you multiply that by 55. You got a calculator handy? Because I'm not great at mental math.
You got coaches.
Yeah, coaches.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you're talking almost, let's see here, I'm going to say 25 per team. 1,300 people? Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to bring into Bullhead City for a weekend.
And they all got to have somewhere to stay. And they all got to eat something.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get bored.
And they got to gas up before they leave.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, look at these prices. They're cash.
Yeah, yeah.
This is cheap.
And then they're going to book a summer vacation that has nothing to do with sports. They're going to come back, and they're going to come on and stay at a community park and enjoy the beach.
A gorgeous weekend. And
yeah.
They're going to look at Davis Camp and community park and the lake and say, we got to come back.
Mm-hmm. They'll rent a jet ski. Or they'll come, if they're coming in the winter, then they might rent an OHV and go hit up the Peace Trail. And I mean,
call your travel agent, McKenzie Kovitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just more than you need on your plate.
Yeah, you know? Certainly.
So now, recently at City Council, they talked about a lot of projects going on in Rotary Park. Do you have that project list or some of the knowledge of some of those projects?
Specifically Rotary Park.
Right.
I know, I'm going off what's on the top of my head, so I know that there's improvements happening to the basketball court right now. They're installing decomposed granite around the court, and then they're going to do some repainting. I think that's the only, like, capital improvement type project that's happening right now, like that's right now happening. Now, future plan, we did bring a presentation to the council to approve a new general plan for potential major improvements to the park.
Oh, okay.
That involved, you know, making a huge new beach access between Don Sullivan and the first beach that's kind of at the launch, the boat ramp,
right.
And the pier. Yeah, they want to make a huge new beach addition. That was part of the general plan.
Again, moving mountains.
Yeah, certainly. But yeah, I think we just closed it, but we had a big survey that we were posting and publishing, and we wanted to get everyone's feedback on Rotary Park. You know, what you like, what are you using? You know, and that's the big question, right? What services at the park are you currently using? And, you know, what services would you use if it was available? And that's kind of the heart of what you're trying to get to when you do a survey like that, is so that you can take that, because it's for a grant application. The ORLP, and I can't tell you what that stands for, right? But that's our Eddie, our assistant city manager, who's our grants expert, has been working really hard on this. It's a big grant, and we need to be able to show that, you know, this is what our community actually wants and what they need. And then, you know, and we have the economics for it, we have the need for it, and this is what we want to do. And then, you know, the grantors review your application and they decide whether or not your project makes sense.
And then I know that they're talking about making, I want to say I heard something about a different skate park or additional skate park.
Yes. And we had a different outreach program on just that too, right? So we have the skate park. We did an outreach on and asked the you know, specifically the community members that are using the skate park, what kind of features do you want? And we put out, you know, concept designs and things and asked them, you know, which of these do you like the best? Which would you use? And we got a lot of feedback on that. And there are plans that there will be an addition to the skate park, all new stuff. And I don't believe it's been announced exactly what it's going to look like yet. But, yeah, there will be an addition to the skate park. There are future plans for adding to the bike park as well.
Okay.
And then possible future plans for continuing to expand the pickleball. So a lot of the stuff that is being used, it's like they're using it. Let's add more of it. The one thing is that with that master plan, that we used to have more softball fields at the park. With the new updated master plan, the future plan is we'll add that beach, we'll realign the walking trail to kind of go around it, and that eliminated the softball fields because that's where it's going to be.
Right.
So future softball fields, the plan is that's going to happen now at Community Park on the eastern side of Highway 95 and all of that space that is currently undeveloped. And we've got big plans for Community Park too, and we've got a company that we recently hired in over the summer to come up with a master plan. I have not reviewed those plans personally, but I've heard from the staff that's looking at them that it's awesome, that the stuff that they're coming out with looks really, really cool. And I think the community is going to be, you know, we've got a lot to look forward to. And,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, a lot going on in Bullhead City. Stick around. We're going to keep talking with McKenzie here up to the top of the hour, and then Sean Hannity will stop in your ears for 3 hours. Welcome back. This Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services, professional team in fire and security alarm systems. What do you need for your home or your business? They can do it all. Yeah. You want just cameras, or you want audio? You want monitoring? Yeah, they can do that too. Professionals in pest solutions. Your home or your business? You don't want creepy crawlers around, especially if your customers come in or family comes over. Oh, what's that on your floor? What's that moving? No. Call Barron's. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. Ask them about fire and security alarm systems or pest solutions. 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. All new healthy restaurant. Open in Bullhead City and Kingman. Yeah. Told the sheriff about it yesterday. He said, I'm going to go. Fresh, healthy food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 burgers that are healthy for you, 4 different delicious bowls, juices, protein shakes. What do you want? You dine in, take out. Now in Kingman you can drive through, but you have to pre-order it so it's ready for you. Otherwise you're going to sit in the drive-thru for 10 minutes while they're making it. You don't want that. So go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. Click on Bullhead or Kingman and check out the menu. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. It doesn't fail. It doesn't go down. It doesn't stop. Doesn't fade. You get the speed you want 24/7. Most of Bullhead City, most of Fort Mojave, there's like almost 23,000 connections out there right now. Go to TWN.com, C-O-M-M. .com and sign up. Ask them about it. All right, we got about 2 minutes left here with McKenzie Colvin, the public information officer from Bullhead City. What's the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part of my job?
Yeah.
Probably the fact that like everyone wants me to know everything all the time. And unfortunately, I am a mere human, so I can't know everything always. It's like Gotta be here to get this information. Gotta be there to get that information.
Just tell Toby, I'm gonna put a microphone in your office and just listen. Just listen during the day, so I know everything's going on.
Yeah, it can't just be like that because then I have to listen to it, right? So I need I need some kind of AI tool to like pick out the details, you know, like so then I can just skip to the this is when he talked about this. This is when he talked about that.
Okay, AI tool. Just what you need.
Yeah.
And then you want one in the chief's office and one in Jeff Tipton's office and, you know, so that you can get a full grip.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll be the real PIO, right? I'll know everything.
Tomorrow on the program, the Lettermen are going to be here and followed up by Terry Tomlinson, the big announcement. Yeah. And on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Hey, how about the high school district? We'll be there the whole hour. So, McKenzie, how do people get in touch with you if they want to call you with a question?
You can call City Hall and ask to speak to public information. So that's 928-763-9400. Or you can send me an email at mcovert, M-C-O-V-E-R-T, at bullheadcityaz.gov.
McKenzie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity is in your ear in about 6 minutes. Stick around.
is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.